Leaders of Seattle and King County declared a state of civil emergency this week, not due to an earthquake or mudslide, but because of homelessness. Doris O'Neill works for the YWCA. She runs a shelter program for victims of domestic abuse. Sometimes she has to turn people away, and it kills her a little inside because she knows how those women feel.
You're calling shelter after shelter after shelter, and they're all full. And you don't know where you're going to go that night. That alone is mind-blowing. That could create crazy-making in your head, that, especially if you have 2 and 3 children.
O'Neill says there aren't enough shelter beds in the city of Seattle. Seattle gets some money to help with this problem from the federal government. But next year, it'll probably get less. So when Seattle Mayor Ed Murray declared a state of emergency on homelessness this week, it was part political. Seattle's federal funding is drying up, and local politicians are throwing a fit. But the move also gives Mayor Murray extraordinary powers.
The orders that you can issue under a state of emergency, they're extensive. If we had a massive earthquake, the mayor can do anything as far as zoning, as far as closing businesses, as far as curfews.
The mayor says he'll do none of that. But he will use his powers to push through a bunch of stuff to help homeless people. He has a shopping list about $5 million long. It includes social workers, medical services, and shelter beds. The money comes from the sale of some surplus city property. The state of emergency lets the mayor contract for services quickly without going through a lengthy public process. Lately, that process has complicated the city's efforts to open homeless encampments in places like Ballard. The YWCA's Doris O'Neill applauds the city's announcement, but she says emergency shelter is just part of the problem. She says if you want to get people into permanent housing, you need to train them so they can earn enough money to afford the rent.
You're looking at rent in Seattle, $700, $800, $900 for one bedroom. You know, it's $15 now, it's going to be enough for that family to sustain permanent housing once they get it. So there is a gap in there.
O'Neill called on local tech companies to train and hire more formerly homeless people. Seattle's declaration of emergency is part of a trend. Los Angeles, Portland, and the state of Hawaii have all declared states of emergency on homelessness. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.